comes with his friends. This year should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi, Elchanan Meir ben Chaya Rachel. He should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav, he and his whole family. We are continuing our series in the Sefer Ben Lo Shri, and I'd like to remind everybody what the Tzaddik himself, the Tzaddik from Ra'anana, promises, that if you learn his Torah, you spread his Torah, he will be a Melitz Yosher for you. He will go before the Kisei HaKavod and be a Gitta Beter, I think they call it in the Hasbedim. He will ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do Chesed for you. So it's a big schus not only to learn his Torah, but also hopefully it'll bear fruit. Mitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. It's better to learn it just lishma. But he promises. So it says in the Torah, Kisisis Rosh Bnei Yisrael Lefkudeyem V'nasnu Ish Kofer Nafsho Lashem Bifkod Osam Kitisa. When you literally lift up the head of the Jewish people, meaning take a census of Bnei Yisrael according to their numbers, every man should give Hashem an atonement for his soul when counting them. V'nas nu'ish kofer nafsho, an atonement for his soul. Right? Because otherwise Rashi says that it is a sakana. Kishe tachbots l'kabos chum inyanam odas kameh mal tumam timneim b'l'gilgoles. Because it's an ayin hara, as Rashi says, you don't want an ayin hara, that's why you go to shul. Not one, not two. Or we say, Oshia Samecho, Vrechas Nachalasecha, however, everyone to do it. So everyone to get the 10, but don't count them by number. So Yesh Lefarish says that Tzaddik, Shekadosh Baruch Hu, Medaber Letzaddik, Ador Shenikra Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to the tzaddik of the generation whose name is Moses. Adar Chomer Moshe Shapir Kamris. Because it says in the Gemara numerous places, we had a lengthy shir once. We took all the places in Shas, maybe five places, where it says Moshe Shapir Kamris, and we saw in the context and we explained it was Mamish. It wasn't me, it was from Mori V'Rabbi Agon HaGadol V'Rabbi Yitzchak Manzatzal. It was Pilei Plos Haflei V'Fels. You can listen to that shir. Akapanim, we see Moshe Shapir Kamris means that's the tzaddik Hador. Moshe Shapir Kamris, you said good. You're saying well. So Moshe, who's Moshe? Moshe is the Tzaddik Hador. Beroscha Shador Chotim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to all the Tzaddiki Hador. If you see the generation is sitting, Achein l'chashum teretz b'me'alat stikam, you have no way of justifying them. Ula hashtika kitrug me'aleim. And to remove, to silence the kitrug, the prosecuting words against your people. So what does Hashem say to the Tzaddik Hador, to the Moshe of each door? Ha'etza tisa, tisa is titba, miloshon kitashe bereacha. That means to demand in the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 24, verse 10. Tisa, tisba, it says kitashe bereacha. I want you to demand as Rosh Bnei Yisrael. Who's that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it says in the book of Micah, Micah 2:13, Vayavor malkam lefneim, Vashem berosham. Their king went before them, and God at the head. So who's the Rosh Bnei Yisrael Hashem? So again, we're dealing with a chassidish perush and the pasuk, not pshuto shel mikra. This wouldn't fly in das mikra. Okay, so Hashem is speaking to every Moshe. Vaydaber Hashem Moshe lemor, he's speaking to Moshe Shapir Kamris, to every tzaddik of the door. When there's a kitchuk against your people, because they're sinning, and there's no way to justify them. So what's the etza? Tisa, titba. Demand. It's Rosh Bnei Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the Rosh in the Pasuk in Micha. Lifku Dehem. What is Lifku Dehem? Lechesronam. Nifkad means lacking. In other words, you should demand or ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be the Melitz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer them up. They say the Tzadikim. Right? They not only know how to answer up a Shver Rama, they know how to answer up a Shver Yid. Sometimes the Jew isn't acting properly, so the tzaddik finds a schus. So who's the biggest lamdan ever? The Rabbanu Shel Olam. So let HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer up this yid, or the yidden in general. Why they're acting the way they're acting? Like Elijah says in the book of Kings, chapter 1, Kings 1, verse 8, chapter 18, verse 37. And you turn their heart backwards. Nimtza kaviyachol hu achayiv bedavar. So Eliyahu was ma'ashim. Eliyahu and accused Hashem of the Jewish people's sins. Gemara in Brachas discusses this. Mamish Pele Plos, how Eliyahu can say something. One thing I love about being Jewish, besides everything else I love about being Jewish, is the open relationship we have with the Rabbanu Shel Olam. That you can just say what's on your mind. I mean, how many people are there like that? That you could just go to them and tell them what's on your mind, and then I could walk away all offended and never speak to you again. I don't know. Midabrim, today in modern Hebrew, they say dugri, la'inyan, straight shooter. So you would think to Hashem, to the master of the universe, you just remain silent, you don't say a word. But we see from the Chumash, Navi, Zelokacha, it's not like that. You could speak to Hashem, you can tell him what's on your mind, and he'll be cool with that. We can have a dialogue, he listens, so we should all learn from that, that we should be those type of people as well. That the people we're close to, our spouses, I don't know how many spouses we have, but one per person, our children, to be open, to listen. So Eliyahu HaNavi could say, Hashem, it's your fault. You turn them astray. So ask Hashem lefkudehem, ask Hashem to fill in their chesronos, to be the melitz for the Yidden. But when is this Eitza going to be effective? V'nasnu ish. Who's the ish? The ish is the tzaddik hador. Kofer navsho l'Hashem, the pasuk continues. Ish is always a lashon of chashivas. So that's the tzaddik hador. Kofer navsho l'Hashem. A atonement for a soul to Hashem. Bameh. With what? Bifkod osam. When they lack from their atzmius, in other words, again, lefkod means to lack. Lo nifkod mimenu ish, nobody was lacking. So the tzaddik hador should give a kofar navsho l'Hashem. How does he give this kofar? What's going to be the atonement for the Jewish people? Bifkod osam, that they should lack their atzmius. They should be mevatel, they should nullify themselves to the ratzon of Hashem. Like they say about the Heilige Kotzker, was said to a younger man, said to an Avreich, Od yesh anochi ba'olam mebelade Hashem. Es ist noch da, an ich, auf der Welt. He was referring, there's a story about some Hasidische Rebbe, so a guy was knocking on the door, and he says, who's there? And the guy says, ich. He says, es ist noch da, an ich, auf der Welt. There's another I in the world. There's no reality besides Hashem, as we've been learning in our Torah or Shiurim. Make yourself ayin. The most ardent of a hema ayin ki akol havel. You know what makes a man better than an animal? He can make himself into ayin, into nothing, and then lo yabem negef. Then there's going to be no plague, because they nullified themselves. So if you nullify themselves, yourself, there's no plague. It's like the word of Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev. Bein melitz yosher mu magid pesha. Literally means there's no melitz yosher. Nobody's saying anything good about us against the one who's saying bad about us. Magid l'ayakol l'olar mishpat ha-melech ha-mishpat. Right? It's a song. It's a Yom Kippur piyut. So he says, Bein. When a person makes himself ein into nothing, that's a melitz yosher. That's going to say the best things about him. Mu. And that cuts down, Milashon Mila, Prismila, cutting down. Magid Pesha, that cuts down the one who says bad. The one more shtickle, Kisisa Vititbat Rosh B'nai Yisrael. In other words, like we said before, Tisa Milashon Tasha, demand. Sepina, call out. Call the Rosh B'nai Yisrael. Who is the Rosh B'nai Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, Malcolm Baroshim, like we saw the pasuk in Micah. I used to have a friend named Micha. I knew a guy named Micha. So I used to say his first name is Micha, his last name is Mocha. Micha Mocha. Anyway, So the Tidbar Rosh Bnei Israel, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lefku Dehem Lashem Chisaron. Like we see in Bamidbar, chapter 31, verse 49. Levelon Nifkad. In other words, you have to be Tovei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have a Chisaron. We lack Chaye Bnei Mizone. So many Jews dying. So many Jews who need children or want more children. And so many Jews who have Parnassah issues. Just see what the soup kitchens are like in numerous places in New York. They have the Maspia soup kitchen. Everybody who can should donate. Mamish putting food into hungry people's mouths. Also, not only Jews, they feed everybody. It's a from Hasidish run organization, but it feeds hungry people and at the same time makes a Kiddush Hashem and also feeds Yidden. Yidden know they can go there. So we ask Hashem. We need Chai B'nei Mizone. So what's the eighth of the Torah? You know what you do when it's chaser l'bnei Yisrael nifkad u'kilufkudehem. Because so kitisisha when you're tovei Hashem l'fkudehem because of our chisaron. You know what the eitzah is? Torah gives us an eitzah. V'nas nuish kofar nafshol Hashem. Give tztaka to tamir cham ovdei Hashem. Even b'fkod osam. Even though b'fkod again lashon of lacking. Even when they themselves are lacking. Like Chazal say, even in Ani Amos Parnas Minat Tztaka, she gives Tztaka, it's a whole sugya. There's a beautiful sefer written by Rav Dan, who was recently Nifter, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Shalavim, a whole beautiful sefer on Hilchot Tztaka, and Lamdas, Halacha L'maisa, amazing. So there he has a maimre, the beginning of the sefer, on a chiyuv Ani with Tztaka. Maybe we'll learn it together at some point. If I get a few emails to that effect, we could probably make that happen if people are interested. In any event, even in Ani Amisparnis Minat Tztaka, Yasid Tztaka. And like it says in the Tanya, in the Igaris Geras HaKadosh, Shiroi Afil Litchos Chayav Lichnos Lefnayo Lefnim Mishur Sadim Litin Tztaka. You should even though it's Mamish, it's going to cost you lunch, you should still give Tztaka. And Ba'al Yidei Zeh, Yir Ma'orir Rachamim. Because what happens when you have mercy? You open up a window of mercy in the world. And the Karen is Kayamis Le'olam Haba. He talks about a dira tova. The tzaddik from Ranana who we're learning here learned that he lived in a dira in Ranana, which was more of a hut than it was a dira. But all right, he knows that we're shvacha people. We need a nice dira. We want a comfortable dira. We like to have heat in the winter and air conditioning in the summer and all of the creature comforts we're used to. So how do you get that? Lefkudeihem, when we have a chisaron, so v'nas nuish kofer nafsho, give tztaka. And if you do that, v'lo yibam negef, don't worry about it. There, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to and even though it's bifkodosam. Even though you're lacking, not counting them like it is in the Pashup Shad, even though you're lacking, nevertheless, that's going to make you roy for rachamim. And v'loyevem negef b'fkodosam, everything's going to be fine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to, there's not going to be a negef. There's not going to be a plague. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of him. Take care of you. Okay, sweet friends. So we learned two nice words from the Heilige Rebbe Tzadik Miranana, Rav Yitzchak Cohen Haberman, and we should be zochet to learn a lot more of his Torah, and we should be zochet taka for Bnei Chaya Mizone, that all the hashpos should come down for us, so that we can serve Hashem b'simcha b'tuv lev of Meirov Kol. Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much for listening.